This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's the top of the hour, America. Glad to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And hey, great news, as promised, on the heels of this conversation with Bart Millard. I can only imagine the song you know, the story you don't, coming to Blu-ray and DVD and digital. And, of course, I have it in my hands right now, and I'd like to give some away. So all you got to do, you know how this works, just drop me an email. Say, hey, put me in the hopper. Put me in a hopper there, draw my name, and make sure that you include in the email your name, address, all that good stuff, so I make sure that I'm sending it to the right place. Send your emails to bill@billmartinezlive.com. Just say, hey, I want to be in the hopper for the I Can Only Imagine a DVD, so you can have it now. There's 3 hours of extras in this DVD. This includes 7 deleted scenes, 5 new featurettes, much more. A terrific, terrific package. Hey, just in time for Father's Day, why not? Blu-ray, DVD, and digital. And again, we're grateful for Bart and Mercy Me, and certainly Dennis Quaid and the whole cast of this movie. Wow. I mean, this is a really special movie that people have been talking about. And as I said in the interview with Bart, I've had, you know, I Can Only Imagine as my ringtone is forever. I mean, the song's been around for 11 years, and it's amazing. And even the other day, someone had called me and goes, what is that song? And I said, what's all? He goes, I love that song. So it is amazing, the staying power of what he was able to write. And, of course, now that you know the backstory of this, it adds that much more, I guess, meaning for all of us. And so enjoy the movie. Make sure you get your email to me right away, bill@billmartinezlive.com. We'll put you in the hopper. And I've got a plethora of DVDs to give away. And you know us. We're givers, so we always like to do that. Update here on what is going on at the Gaza. As we spoke last week with one of our guests, Nancy Coburn, and Heart of a Coburn, and she gave us some insight. But here's the latest on what is going on in the Gaza.
From the very beginning, when the ceasefire was agreed to earlier in the week, it appeared to be a very fragile ceasefire, but it is showing signs right now that it is fraying. Over the last 24 hours, the Israeli government has launched a series of airstrikes on Hamas targets in Gaza in response to this renewal of rockets being launched from Gaza into southern Israel. Last week, more than 100 rockets were fired by militants into Israel, and several agricultural fields have also been damaged by kites rigged with incendiary devices and launched across the Israeli security fence. Tensions really for the last 3 months or so have been escalating as Palestinians have violently protested against the Israeli blockade around Gaza. Israeli troops have responded, shooting and killing some 115 Palestinians. Some of them were violent militants attacking the security fence. Others were unarmed protesters, journalists, and even a 21-year-old female medic that was treating wounded Palestinians. Now, this ceasefire will be tested again, we think, on Tuesday, when we expect there will be more protests along the Israeli security fence. This is the day on Tuesday that Palestinians are marking the 51-year anniversary of the Arab defeat during the Six-Day War when Israel took control of Jerusalem. So this is a day that we're expecting large crowds along that fence again, Arthel. The question is will we see the type of violence that we've seen many, many times for about the last 2.5 months? That's the big question. We don't know that yet.
Well, there was quite a revelatory piece of video that was out last week, and I tweeted it out, and I think I put it on our Facebook as well, to kind of give you a better insight as to what's going on and how the Palestinians are bringing people right there. I mean, burning up tires and, you know, causing issues for the environment and all kinds of... I mean, it is... there's much more to this story than what is being reported. The mainstream media is not picking this up, and they're really not giving you full revelation. But take a look at that video and then let me know, okay?
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Bill Martinez live.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us, where you get to share a part of our days together, pursuing truth no matter where it leads. Our next guest, Norm Nowinski, who has been on with us before. Norm is an independent filmmaker. He's had an incredible background, and his focus these days is an independent filmmaker, producer, and founder of Blue Nile Films and IC Liberty Films. He has been known for his staunch support of the U.S. Constitution, and his latest film project, In Search of Liberty, introduces the U.S. Constitution to a wide audience. Norm has dedicated the past several years to raising concern over the corruption of the nation's founding principles by an ever-expanding government and a need to restore the primacy of the U.S. Constitution and its rule of law. Hear, hear, I say, Norm. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me again on your show.
Well, really needed to have you back because it's a constant reminder, is it not? You know, being human beings, it's so quick for us to, you know, forget. You know, Ronald Reagan warned us, said that we're a generation away from losing our freedoms and our liberties because something gets lost in translation, does it not?
It does, and more so the translation. It's more the neglect and the dismissal of our Constitution, especially in the educational system.
Right.
And you know, I would have your audience just take a second to think about what would it be like if their freedoms and, you know, the First Amendment was obliterated or dismissed or destroyed. You know, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press. I mean, these are essential, important freedoms and rights, and we have to really know them, and we have to be concerned about whether we're going to keep them or not.
Right. Well, we have encroachment on those issues, as a matter of fact, in today's culture, right? And so, in a way, you know, I'm like you. I don't want to experience the worst of it, the absolute downside of it, and end up in a tyrannical situation. Although some are warning and saying, "Gosh, we seem to be getting close to that, or at least flirting with the concept."
Yeah, you know, it seems like we live in a, especially in this country, we're sort of, what's the word am I looking for? Almost in an amnesic state.
Mm-hmm.
We look around, a lot of us are doing, you know, okay or doing well, and some are struggling. We don't really have the impact or the kind of experience maybe somebody has had, like in Venezuela or in Cuba. So we think everything is great. We think everything is okay. We think the government's going to, you know, turn out fine, but the reality of it is it's up to the people, and it's up to us, and us meaning we need to know what our rights are, we need to know what our liberties are, our freedoms are, and we need to know the Constitution, and my movie, In Search of Liberty, helps to do that.
Mm-hmm.
In a very entertaining way. That was the whole point. We wanted to get this message out. We wanted to bring the Constitution back into the minds and hearts of the American people. But we knew if we did it very didactically or in a boring way, it wasn't going to work. So we did this film, and we did it very visually, and it's very entertaining, and it's fun, and it's educational.
Exactly. Well, Norm, congratulations on the movie, and the concept is definitely gaining some traction here. And as you say, I think prior to the 2016 elections, many people would think that, maybe the government, this great American experiment, is going by the wayside.
Yeah, you know, the 2016 election was a very interesting election, and the results of that election seems to be positive, although there are some in the country that would like to see it turned around and are doing all they can to make that happen. But again, it's up to the people. It's up to your listeners. It's up to your listeners to really take responsibility, and they are, because they're, number one, they're listening to you. So that in itself is a step forward. But, you know, knowing the Constitution and being able to really stand up for what you know and your rights is really, really, really important. Mm-hmm. And you have choices. You can, you know, read the Constitution, or you can watch my movie. Or you can do both.
Exactly.
I would recommend first watch my movie, then read the Constitution. Because it is a fun movie.
And I recommend several times a year. It's almost like, you know, when you change the battery, you know, we're reminded, like, the first of the year, time to change the battery in your smoke alarm. There are certain things
right.
that trigger it. I remind our audience that major events, I mean, we just had a Memorial Day. That's a great time to remind you of, you know, the country, the values, the things that need to be passed on, as Ronald Reagan said, not in the bloodstream, but that needs to be passed on from one generation to the next. And so we should be reminded on those natural patriotic days to reconnect with the U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Because sadly, as we know, in academia today, that seems to be greatly ignored. And, you know, I think by virtue of the fact that our U.S. Constitution is being ignored in these institutions, educational institutions, that's quite telling, is it not, Norm?
It is, especially in the educational system. And, you know, my movie, In Search of Liberty, is almost like an antidote to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the educational system is, it's disheartening to know that when your child, grandchild, or even a university student attends classes and there's absolutely no study or educational process on the Constitution, unless you're an attorney. And even if you're an attorney, they really don't dig into the Constitution as it should be and as it was intended. They just go by law cases.
Yeah, precedent.
You know, what was precedent set on a specific case? I'll tell you, I sat down with a law student, third year in law school, and we were talking, and this is the fun of it. I want to just test this person, how knowledgeable he was on the Constitution. And I was absolutely flabbergasted that just even some of the simple elements of the Constitution was just beyond her comprehension.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's a battle we have to fight, not only for our existing generation, but future generations. We have to get back the idea that the Constitution is an important document that needs to be studied in schools, period. Mm-hmm. Right?
Exactly, and I agree. I mean, the tension, you know, amongst legal scholars is that interpretive law. You know, did the Founding Fathers really say, is there some elasticity, as the former president suggested there was, or is it more basically constructed like Antonin Scalia and Neil Gorsuch say? And being a constitutionalist myself, I side more with Gorsuch and Scalia.
And I do also, because, I mean, the Constitution, there is already an article in the Constitution that addresses that. You have Article 5. Look, if there's an issue that seemingly isn't working or something has to be amended, well, it's covered in the Constitution. Look, is the Constitution a perfect document? Absolutely not. I don't think there's anything in this world that is perfect, perfect, perfect. At least I haven't come across it. But I can tell you this much, based on statistics and based on history, this is the only governing document that has actually worked and had created prosperity for a country.
Oh,
and we show that also in the movie a little bit, In Search of Liberty. We cover a lot of this In the movie In Search of Liberty because there's a lot to cover. But again, we do it in a very visual, fun, and comprehensive way that even an 8-year-old can understand.
Norm, we got to go to a quick break. We'll be right back. More from Norm Nowitzki Right after this.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. totallyincorrectoffer.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Emails direct. MSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. We don't see color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez.
Martinez live.
Back with the American 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're visiting with Norm Nowitzki, independent filmmaker, producer, and founder of Blue Nile Films and IC Liberty Films, known for his staunch support of the U.S. Constitution and his latest film project, In Search of Liberty. As you were just saying before the break, Norm, you know, you were motivated to, you know, remind people with what's going on, because there's so much, even though, you know, we're not necessarily, I mean, we all agree, you know, there's nothing perfect, you know, this side of heaven. This is man constructed, no doubt God inspired. I mean, to come up with the kind of governance and a government blueprint that our founding fathers came up with. I mean, they acknowledged themselves in stepping back and looking at this, going, wow, this is pretty good stuff. I mean, you know, compared to the governments before, compared to where we were at before we were trying to create, I mean, this is something that makes sense. And it inspired them so much, Norm, that they're willing to give their lives, their honor, their treasures, their family, everything, they were willing to commit to what the U.S. Constitution and Declaration of Independence had pointed out.
That's a great point, Bill, a great point. I wonder how many people would ask themselves, would I give up my life to protect my liberty, protect my children's liberty, protect my children's rights, protect the first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights? That's a good question one would ask. I know I would, and unfortunately, you know, we're not having to be in that position. But there's some interesting things that the founding fathers had said. I have a quote from Benjamin Franklin where he said, "We must indeed all hang together, or most assuredly we shall all hang separately." Those who really believe in the Constitution, those who trust the Constitution, trust that it's a worthy document, it is the law of the land, well, they need to really know the Constitution. And again, I know I'm plugging my movie, but, my movie is not just there to entertain, although it entertains, it is there to educate as well.
Exactly.
We have gotten, since the movie's been released, and you can get the movie on InSearchOfLiberty.com, InSearchOfLiberty.com. We have had over 400 unsolicited reviews. Of the 400 or so, maybe give or take, we have probably 97% of them have all been positive. And Bill, what's interesting is many of those reviews state that this movie should be in the educational system. This movie should be taught to kids in school. I mean, on and on with these reviews. It's great. We love those reviews.
Exactly. Well, it is rewarding, and more importantly, its ultimate effect on raising the awareness and the importance of our Constitution. Norm, were you always a constitutional buff, or did this happen after the movie, or?
No, I got to be honest, Bill. No, I wasn't. I think I was kind of like many citizens are today, and hopefully that'll change. I just sort of went through life, and I did what I needed to do, and I raised a family, and financially I was successful. Didn't give the Constitution much thought. Don't even remember getting it or studying it in school, let alone having any attraction towards it. But then, you know, when my wife, you know, being in the film business, and it was actually my wife who said, "Why don't you think about doing a movie on the Constitution?" That's when the seed was planted. Mm-hmm. That's when the light bulb went on. And then I did a lot of research. I met with the constitutional scholars, and I brought in a brilliant writer. As you know, we won Best Screenplay at the Hoboken Film Festival. And he's a brilliant writer. His name is Tom Solari.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when I really, really saw that, wow, we have something, or I have something I have to do about it. And I also can do something to help others do something about it by doing a movie and doing it in a visual way. So when you sit down, you don't get bored, you don't sort of get bombarded by a lot of relevant but very significant, insignificant things that are too complicated, complex, language is too complex. let me make this enjoyable, simple. You learn about the Constitution, you have fun watching the movie, and I've accomplished my goal. So getting involved in the movie actually got me involved and I became more of an activist with the Constitution and also politically. I met, you know, some congresspeople and some higher people, basically promoting my movie.
Yeah, but you realize the Constitution, you know, causes you to make a answer a question. Are you going to activate and be a responsible citizen, or are you going to continue on? And I imagine doing this, as you are unpacking and doing your research on the Constitution, what was the biggest aha moment for you?
How many people have no clue about what the Constitution is, and also the idea that it was just being totally dismissed and neglected in the educational system. And then during my research, I came up with some statistics. Here's a funny one. This was, I found this in the Washington Times. Mm-hmm. We the people, 12%, which is 42 million Americans, believe the Constitution guarantees the right to own a pet. Seriously, that was in the Washington Times, September 16, 2015. 12% of people believe that one of the amendments guarantees right to own a pet. Outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. There's another statistic that really was very alarming. There was a telephone survey done by the Chicago's McCormick Tribune Foundation, and they found that only 1 in 1,000, that's 0.1%, 1 in 1,000 could name all 5 First Amendment freedoms, which, you know, is religion, speech, press, assembly, petition for redress of freedom. Society has got to a point to where it's been dumbed down. What is a great way to get rid of the Constitution? How do you kill or create or die a constitution in an individual or a society? You eliminate it from the educational process, and that's what's occurring.
Exactly.
It's occurring, it's occurring covertly, and now, you know, those who are doing that, They're not even holding back.
Oh, there's no shame.
They're covert about it.
Yeah, there's no shame about it. Yeah, and even though you call them out, they just feel like they're so ideologically fixed because, after all, the Constitution is elastic, right?
Right, right. It's a breathing document, quote unquote.
Right.
You know, they spill out all this garbage about this, that, about that. Well, if you have a better document that can govern better for the people, of the people, by the people, present it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But you know, it's like you said, it's an ideological, you know, fixed point that these people are in. And it's unfortunate because it goes back decades. You know, it actually started back with John Dewey. I don't know, you know who that is.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you know, the philosopher, the social reformer. And he's the guy who changed the fundamental approaches to teaching and learning. And he brought in the philosophy of pragmatism and progressive movement in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. And that's what we have in schools.
Well, there it is. All on the hills of Darwin, you know, it's which is a whole nother discussion altogether. Norm, as we wrap this up again, congratulations on the movie. I say on one hand, the other hand, I say thank you very much for the gift that you've given to all of America and the future generations. How can they be in touch with you and again connect with the movie?
They can go to insearchofliberty.com. Insearchofliberty.com. We've got some great discounts too right now going on. That's insearchofliberty.com. And also on that website, if they want to communicate a message to me, they can do that. They have a choice of if they want to buy a DVD, a Blu-ray, if they want to stream it. and purchase it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
This is who I am inside. This is who I am. I'm not gonna hide. Cause the greatest risk we'll ever take is by far to stand in the light and be seen as we are.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez Live.
Back with the American Bill Martinez here. Just a reminder, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for everything you need to know. And everything you need to know about hurricanes, just about. We're going to talk with Brad Kaiserman right now with the American Red Cross. He's the Vice President of Disaster Operations and Logistics. But before we bring Brad on, let me remind you that last year was the most expensive hurricane season in U.S. history. Now with the 2018 Atlantic hurricane season upon us, which gets underway June 1st, forecasters are reporting we could once again see above normal storm activity. It only takes one storm to impact millions of people's lives, and while we always hope for the best, it's important to prepare for the worst. That's why the American Red Cross and Facebook are teaming up to raise awareness about what people can do to arm and prepare themselves for hurricane season. Brad, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Bill, thanks for having me, and I'm doing great on this first day of Atlantic hurricane season.
Exactly. Well, predictions from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, they're looking like this could be another rough hurricane season. What do you say?
I think that NOAA has done an increasingly fantastic job at forecasting and improving our forecasting tools. And I think what you said at the outset is spot on. All it takes is one. And we know from last year when there were three that all it takes is one.
Right.
And so I think it's really important that we all across the country get ready now for what may be coming.
Is NOAA telling us that this coming year could be like last year?
I think what NOAA is telling us is that we're likely to see an above average or about normal level of formation of storms, and so that usually means between 12 and 16 storms forming out in the Atlantic, and they're predicting you know, around 4 to 6 that have the risk of becoming major hurricanes. That doesn't necessarily tell us what's going to make landfall, and so I think when we see predictions like this where it's at or above normal, it's just prudent, really prudent, and frankly it could be a matter of life or death
exactly.
for some folks, but those who are in the path to take those precautions. So I think NOAA is telling us, get ready.
It's kind of amazing, Brad, what NOAA has been able to do and how their technology has advanced to be able to look out and tell us, you know, that we have this many possibilities in the offing for us. But like you said, it's all about being warned, number one. Number two, being prepared. We live here on the east coast of Florida, just above West Palm Beach, and we're already, you know, preparing. And I guess that's the word. The next thing is be warned, and the next thing is get prepared for hurricane season, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I think one way that folks can get prepared now is to use the power of the internet and social media. So I'd encourage folks who are in the path of hurricanes, folks along the eastern seaboard, the Gulf Coast, the Florida Keys, to encourage those folks to go to redcross.org to learn more about where they can get help with shelters, how they can prepare before a storm. I'd encourage folks to go to ready.gov, R-E-A-D-Y.gov, which is the federal government's integrated website that really provides a whole range of resources to help people both prepare and then respond and recover from hurricanes and other disasters. And then social media, Bill, is just such an integral part of the fabric of our lives. And so Facebook has done amazing work creating their crisis response on Facebook function, which includes the community help page. And that's where people can go really to get information and ask for help and provide help. And so I think that for folks who are on social media, that's really an area on Facebook to explore now, so that they can see where those resources are before crisis strikes.
Well, Brad, I congratulate you on partnering with Facebook, because, as you say, it has become very much a part and parcel of our culture these days, and you know, a go-to resource. So this is going to go a long way, not only in preparation, but when you actually need you know, some more services. Hopefully that doesn't happen, but like you said, all it takes is one. And if you find yourself with that one, it's good to know that you have resources, and it's better to know in advance how that works as opposed to in the moment when, you know, everything's hitting the fan, right?
You know, it's absolutely right. And, you know, one of the things that I particularly like about the community help page that Facebook has and about some of the very powerful social media tools on the internet is that not only can people get information about how to get help, but people can get information, give information about where there are critical services and other needs that they can provide. I mean, there's some great examples of groups like and Feeding America who have used that Facebook community help page and social media to communicate the assistance they can provide. And that really helps all of us meet people where they are to help alleviate their suffering. And I think this ability to mobilize the power of volunteers, mobilize people's philanthropic impulses, and just communicate more effectively during disaster is just critically important. And Facebook has just been a leader in that space. Red Cross is very proud to be a partner with Facebook and our other social media colleagues.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with Brad Kaiserman. Brad is the Vice President of Operations and logistics for the American Red Cross, responsible for how the Red Cross responds to disasters throughout the country. He's committed to serving the needs of disaster survivors. Brad, how long have you been involved with Red Cross?
I've been with the Red Cross now, Bill, for a little over 3 years, and I have been doing emergency and crisis management for about 30 years. And
wow.
I'm proud to be part of the Red Cross. I got to tell you, I encourage folks everywhere to do some sort of volunteering in their community, and I think the Red Cross is a great outlet for that activity. But whether you volunteer for the Red Cross or another organization that resonates with you, I think it's so important to be connected in the community before disaster. We've seen over and over again that social connectedness is really the key to recovery from disasters, and I'm proud to be part of the American Red Cross, and to I like coming to work every day and knowing that this team is helping to mobilize the power of volunteers and donors to alleviate suffering of people in disasters. That's just if disaster has to happen, and it does, then it's an amazing honor to be part of something that helps people in the aftermath of that.
Brad, I'm so glad you shared that, because a lot of times, you know, I hear from people, you know, what can I do? I want to help. I want to be part of the solution. And this is a great resource. And, you know, and sometimes, you know, people think, well, you know, the Red Cross got hit. There are plenty of people. They don't need me, you know, but where else can I do? So I appreciate your invitation to people to get involved, and especially our listeners. If they want to get involved with the Red Cross and be a volunteer, how do they do that?
Bill, I appreciate that. Folks can go to redcross.org, and they can learn there how to volunteer. They can learn there how to make a financial donation, and they can learn there how to give blood as well. And all three of those are things that folks can do. And you know what? We never have enough people. The American Red Cross is you. It is your neighborhood. It's us. And so we open that door constantly and hope people will step through it. And we hope that their volunteer experience is such that they want to invite us back into their lives again, because it's a great organization. So I do, folks who will go to redcross.org and learn more about it.
Well, again, we're grateful, Brad, for the Red Cross, all that you're doing to yourselves to get ready to address any of the storms that may hit, like you say. And that is a clear reminder. All it does, all it takes is one storm, and a lot of people can be devastated really quick. And we saw this last year. And NOAA is telling us, you know, be warned and be ready. I guess that's that is the clarion call and the warning that's going out to all of us. Brad Kaiserman, American Red Cross Vice President of Disaster Operations and Logistics. Brad, thank you so much for sharing. Appreciate the insight.
Thank you, Bill.
Money, money, money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Just a quick reminder, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Right now, time for the one and only George Barna, Executive Director of the American Culture and Faith Institute. Mr. George, how are you doing these days?
Doing pretty well. Keeping busy.
Hey, I hear you nonstop. Now, we've got a new column here, some new research about devoted Christians and how they view government differently, you find. What's going on?
Well, you know, it's sometimes people say, is there any good news? And it's sometimes hard to come up with that. But the good news out of this research is that we found that the more devoted to and the more familiar with the Bible somebody is, the more likely they are to understand that so much that we encounter and experience in life is not the responsibility of the government. It's our responsibility. And so what we found in this study is, yeah, when you talk to Americans and you ask them, would you prefer socialism to capitalism, about 41% would say yes. But in this particular research, what we did was we asked people that up front. Then we went through about 36 questions talking with them about what they believe about economics and government, how it works best, what's best for them. And by the end of all those questions, we asked them again, by the way, which would you prefer, socialism or capitalism? It was a huge switch. So that what that tells me is that there's kind of a knee-jerk reaction going on in America. We hear a soundbite from a celebrity that we like, and they say socialism is the way to go. Whether it's a political person like a Bernie Sanders, whether it's a Hollywood celebrity, a sports person, whatever. And we embrace that without really thinking about it. But when we think about these things more directly, particularly in light of what the Bible teaches, what our faith holds us to believe, then we actually have a different perspective.
Was that part of the filter as well, George, that you asked people initially, are you a Bible-reading believer, or was that just something you discovered secondarily after asking these questions?
No, that was built in as part of the survey. So we had a number of different questions examining the faith commitments of the different respondents. We talked to 2,000 people across the country, and so for each of them, we were able to categorize them as whether they were a sage con, the spiritually active, governance engaged, conservative Christians, whether they were a born-again Christian, whether they were a notional Christian, aligned with some other faith other than Christianity, or a skeptic. And then we also looked at what they believe about the Bible and how often they read it, those kinds of things. So when we put it all together, we could see a pretty clear curve indicating that the more devoted you were to not only to your Christian faith, but to believing that the Bible is true and accurate and the principles that it teaches, and that they read it more frequently, those were the people who said, yeah, you know what, capitalism is the way to go, socialism is not appropriate.
Now, in reading the Bible more frequently, define that, what you meant by frequently.
We gave people a scale where we looked at, do they read it every day? Do they read it several times a week? Do they read it once a week? Do they read it less than once a week? We had several categories there. Or do they never read it? Mm-hmm. And so we were able to, once again, put people on a continuum and then relate that to other aspects of their faith, whether they're born again, whether they try to bring their faith into the decisions that they make from day to day, mm-hmm. whether they believe that success in life is based upon their obedience to God or other things that could be going on. So we had a whole range of elements that we could correlate with their perspectives on politics and economics.
Now, how much intersected, just in terms of, you know, forget about the faith, set the faith aside for a moment, where people just reasoned, and how did that converge with people of faith? Was there some, you know, consistency there, or at least harmony?
There was. I mean, we found about 24 out of the 36 or so questions that we asked. People across the board agreed on these things. And again, to me, that's one of the encouraging aspects, because we're in a society today where perhaps the hallmark of it is the division between people. Mm. That's all that we ever hear about in the media, you know, because that conflict generates eyeballs, and eyeballs generate money for the networks. But
Right. The
reality is that perhaps we're a lot more united, a lot more single-minded in America on many important things than others would have us believe. I mean, we found that most people, regardless of their faith inclinations, said that they believe people are usually better off when they make the decisions for their life rather than having government make it. They believe that society is better off when we rely upon ourselves rather than on the government, that we're better off when private enterprise rules the marketplace, prices are market-driven, government is limited, we're allowed to own property, all people have natural rights. There was a widespread belief that government regulation of the economy actually does more harm than good to the country. Most people believe that government currently has too much control over our lives and can't be trusted to do what's consistently good for the people. And on and on and on. I mean, there's a whole list of these in the release. People can read it.
Right.
But, you know, the good news is, you know, there's probably a lot more that we agree on than we disagree on. And it would be terrific if we started to focus on some of those things and built a common and shared vision for the country from those commonalities.
Yeah, without a doubt. Interesting that all these markers that you elicit right here and that you've described, George, is that you think, well, with that in mind, you're talking a free market system, you're talking about self-responsibility. How do you have any room whatsoever for anything that's socialistic?
Well, and that's one of the things that people haven't reflected on. I think that's what this study begins to point out, is that socialism sounds great because its advocates will talk about, oh, you know, everybody will be equal, we'll take care of the poor, things will be shared, everybody will be happy. And the reality is when people start to think about, yeah, how's that going to work?
Mm-hmm.
And then they realize, okay, so that means that government is really going to have a lot more control over everything in our lives, from jobs to taxes to public programs to how we spend our time to what we're allowed to say and do. And when people begin to think about, huh, so in order to get there, I'm going to have to give up a lot of my freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the things that we cherish in the Constitution are going to be changed, and not for the better. I'm going to lose so much of my independence and my capabilities if we go that way. Yeah, maybe that isn't such a great idea after all.
Exactly. Well, I was just reading Bret Baier's book, and again, he reminded me in his book of one of Ronald Reagan's favorite sayings, which I love, and that has to do with the idea of liberty and freedom not being passed in through the bloodstream, but it's something that needs to be heralded and passed on verbally. We've got to be able to communicate, you know, these values of freedom and liberty, that it's just not automatically inherited. It's not an inherent right, but it's something that we must fight for and remember from generation to generation. And as Christians, you know, we often hear in the Bible where God reminds us to remember. And I think in the Old Testament alone, there's over 250 references to remembering, because like anybody else, I mean, we have a tendency to forget. And I think that maybe that's part of what we're dealing with here, is that we're forgetting some of these core values until they come face to face with us. But meanwhile, it's cool, I guess, to wear the T-shirts and act like you're some free thinking, you know, individual until somebody really challenges you and say, tell me wherever in history did socialism work? And all you see in the wake of all the isms are millions of people who've lost their lives.
True story. And, you know, what's fascinating to me, Bill, is as we looked at all of this, I looked at it generationally, and one of the things that we discovered is that among the biggest proponents, the biggest supporters of capitalism are baby boomers. Mm-hmm. Now, you go back 40, 50 years, and what we had was a nation where boomers were demonstrating in the streets. You know, at that time, they didn't have much experience in the marketplace. They were still in college and high school. But, you know, they were railing against the Vietnam War. They're railing against the government. They're all kinds of things. And now what we see is, over the course of time, as they've had more experience, as they've learned more things, as they've taken on more responsibilities, perhaps they appreciate a lot more the freedoms that they were fighting against, mm-hmm. essentially, back in the 1960s and 70s. And that's what's caused that shift. And that's why I think what you just said about education is so critical. In our schools, our students, our young people are not learning about the Constitution. They're not learning about how government works. They're not learning the realities of American history. They're getting some history, but a lot of it is distorted. Mm-hmm. They're not learning about the fact that rights come with responsibilities. And they're not learning anything, really, about biblical principles and how those were the basis for all of these things. So there's a huge gap in the educational process in America today that ultimately is going to work to our detriment. Mm-hmm. And what you find is that even people that didn't have a great education in these things, as they get more experience, they come to understand the beauty of what's called the American experiment, you know, the Democratic Republic that we have here, what it was built on, how it was put together, and what it takes to maintain it.
Well said. George Barna has been our guest. George, I'm going to let you summarize this because we've got about 30 seconds left. So summarize and tell them where they can go for more information.
Yeah, I mean, the key here is to understand that when you think it through, most people really don't want socialism, even though it's the flavor of the month. You can read all about this research at culturefaith.com. We've got that release on there. It's called Devoted Christians View Government Differently. We've got all of our past studies there. You can take a look at those as well, culturefaith.com.
Let me tell you, brilliant stuff, ladies and gentlemen. George Barna, Executive Director of the American Culture and Faith Institute. George, as always, pleasure to have you with us. Appreciate it. Thanks, buddy.
Great to be with you, Bill.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Most of you know that heart